When We Meet Again, a Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order series fic, written by Zaz and read by C. Welsh for Pod Together 2024. This fic is rated teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply, and additional tags include post-order 66, pre-order 66, flashbacks and alternate universe different first meeting. Summary. Bode made good plans, but there was a saying that even the best plans didn't survive first contact. He'd expected he would have more time. He didn't expect the plan to start to fall apart at his first meeting with Cal Kestis. Author notes, inspired by an idea from Ren on a Star Wars server. Their idea was way sadder, but Survivor is sad enough, so I made it slightly less sad. No, I didn't. It's just sad in a different way. He checked the holodisk for the third time. Odd. He wasn't usually the nervous type. Didn't fiddle or fidget with things. He didn't have a nervous habit and wasn't prone to worrying. Worrying was for the unknown, and Bode was very sure about what he was supposed to do. He'd been meticulously planning this engagement for months. Every step calculated to get him closer to his goal. Every conversation managed to jockey him into this exact position. You didn't just fall into a situation like this. Not if you were Bode, at least. To end up here, you lined up your dominoes in exacting rows, and he'd finally knocked them over to get to this perfect moment. It was no secret within the Resistance that Saw Gerrera kept his Gordon Noona, renegade Jedi, close at hand for his own gain, and didn't let just anyone join his crew. You either had to be in with Saw or in with Cal. The former was easier than the latter. The Jedi was rarely in one place long. He showed up on a planet or an Imperial-controlled station and turned it upside down and then was gone to the next one. He and his small crew were a real thorn in the side of the Empire. The Inquisitors were a constant pissed-off hornet nest trying to track him down, trying to anticipate where he'd pop up next. Bode didn't care about that. The Inquisitorius could work itself into a frenzy looking for the Jedi. Bode just wanted to stay out of that mess. No, Bode wasn't in this situation, hadn't spent months away from his daughter just to catch a single Jedi. He was after Cal's friend, teacher, mentor, master. Even Bode's carefully collected collection of files on the Jedi weren't completely sure on Cal's exact relationship with Seer Junda, only that they were close, very close. And that was who Bode was ultimately after. Seer, and more than that, her connection to the path. If he could get close to Cal, he could uncover where Seer was, and through her, he could uncover the location of the path. The path was the carrot Denvik was holding in front of him to tell him the name of Tyala's killer, so he and Cutter could finally have some closure. And so Bode could have his vengeance on the person who'd killed the woman he loved. He thought that thought much quieter, that he wanted revenge, that his thoughts about avenging Tyala were sometimes so dark it made his breath catch. He thought those dark thoughts quietly, as if he did, they wouldn't catch him, so he could still claim he wasn't fallen like those Inquisitors. But first he needed to make a good impression on Cal and his team. If he could get in with them, he'd be golden. That'd be easy enough. Bode was a nice guy even when not putting on an act. You learned early on as a spy there was only so much acting you could do before your real personality slipped through your facade, so it was better to just change your whole personality to be the type of person you needed to be than throw up a facade that could crack at the edges. Bode was a former Jedi. He was a nice guy, upstanding and understanding, exactly the type of person you could lean on when things got tough. Great personality for a mercenary to have too. Likeable people got hired more than grumpy assholes by the Resistance, no matter how good your gun skill was. And this was it, the last step. He checked his holodisc again in a way that was unlike him. He'd worked so hard to get here. If he fucked it up, he'd never have another chance at this. If anything, the Resistance would be even more suspicious of mercenaries and random would-be partisans. Not only would he screw it up for himself, he'd screw it up for any future ISB agents who wanted to try and get in deep with the Resistance. He just needed to get the job done. Get in, be his likable, charming self, cozy up to this crew and get Cal to tell him where Seer was. If he could get Seer, he could get the path, and then he'd finally get that damn carrot Denvik kept waving in front of him to keep him in line. And then he could avenge his wife. Then he could take Kata and they'd both disappear. He didn't know where, but he knew he could take her somewhere safe. The soft anxiety that plagued all spies whispered in his mind at that. That there was nowhere safe. He thought he'd been safe on Biren with Tyler, but they'd found him there too. He shook the thought away and finally got out of his ship. This was a good plan. Bode had been working on it for months. Running jobs for the Resistance, he'd proved himself to be a valuable asset to them. They could trust him. This plan to get close to the Senator would work. It would. He couldn't fail now. He needed it to work. For himself. For his daughter. For Tyala. He let out a low breath as he put his feet down on the hangar floor, steadying himself. He'd spoken with Saw and other high-ranked Resistance members, lied right to their faces about who he was. He could lie to this Jedi and his crew. Settling his nerves. The fact he had nerves was crazy. He didn't get nerves. One last time. Bode fixed that look on his face he knew was a winner. Not even a smile, but more like he smiled a lot, an upward curve of the lips. Walking up with a smile was weird, but looking like a guy who knew how to laugh? That always got people to lower their guard. That and the somber dad story. That one was especially good because it was true, and nothing worked in a story a spy told quite like the truth. The Stinger Mantis was a beautiful yacht. How'd a guy like Cal get a ship like this? He couldn't have stolen it. He'd been through Cal's profile. There was no documentation of him stealing a ship. Ever. At least not Cal himself. So where'd he get a ship like this? Who in their right mind gave Cal, the most wanted man in the Empire, a ship like this? Someone dumb, or someone who cared about him a lot? Bode was personally banking on the dumb one. The public hangar down here in Coruscant wasn't so small that Bode couldn't keep his own ship behind some others while coming up on the Mantis, its huge fin dominating most of the airspace here in the hangar. It was like a beacon, drawing Bode right in. The crew of the Mantis were expecting him and were waiting for him to arrive. The Clatoonians noticed him first, smacking each other on the stomach and arm to alert each other as he approached. That made the others notice him too. "Well, if it isn't the new guy," Gab said, and in Bode's mind's eye, the file he had on her opened. Former Syndicate-trained slicer who loved money more than just about anything. She recognised him, but Bode didn't let that deter him. Of any of them, Bode expected Gabs to recognise him on looks alone, as she did the research and legwork about what Merc Saw was sending to work with them. She was a pretty young thing, and Bode hoped they could become friends. According to his file on her, she and Cal were quite close, and he knew she was responsible for the rebel getting out of a lot of scrapes. Bode smiled apologetically and raised his hands. "You caught me," he said. "I have a holodisc from Saw," and he reached into his pocket and pulled out the communication. Gabs gave him a look and snatched it, putting it into her communicator. The two Clatoonians gruffed at him, coming over to sniff him. The crew's muscle. Bode had a file on them, too. I assure you, whatever you smell, it ain't me. I showered today, Bode said. That made Coob and Liz laugh, Coob lightly smacking his shoulder. Welcome, we were expecting you. Bode turned to the voice and came face to face with someone he recognized, but wasn't in any picture in any of his files. Most images of resistance members use computer imaging and CCTV stills to compile a likeness for a mugshot to put on wanted ads. The billboards all over Coruscant had Cal Kestis's face on them in a clean, glossy mugshot. A fabrication taken from eyewitness accounts, blurry video, and images taken too far away, all compiled into a rugged older Jedi with red-brown hair and, depending on the eyewitness, a variety of different scars on his face. No one could agree on the eye colour either. They all knew he had a BD scouting droid that rode around on his shoulder at least, like this man did. Good to be anticipated. Bode Acuna, mercenary extraordinaire, Bode's mouth said on autopilot, even as his mind was racing as he offered a hand to shake. He knew this man. How did he know this man? Cal Kestis, and Cal shook his hand. Cal was a common name in the galaxy. Bode knew his name was Cal Kestis, of course. The joke in the ISB was the rebel Jedi went up to random strangers and introduced himself by his full name, and yet was still the most elusive man in the Resistance. Jedi extraordinaire, I guess, he said, trying to make a joke. He was shorter than Bode expected, and younger. By the Force, he was so young. No matter how deeply the war had aged him, he was young. His hair was lighter, more orange. He didn't look anything like the wanted ads around Coruscant. He didn't look like any of the computer-generated images of him. But Bode recognized him. Why? How? I look forward to working with you, Bode's mouth said as he opened everything he knew about Cal Kestis in his mind, trying to find how. How? How did he know? Why? It's an interesting plan. Crazy. We like crazy around here, Cal said, meeting Bode's eyes, and like a broken holodeck, a memory clicked in Bode's mind, soft at the edges. Bode remembered those green eyes. It had been a warm day in Coruscant. The Senators hadn't been able to make any headway in agreeing on what the weather, temperature, or season Coruscant should be in for the next 2 weeks. So instead of agreeing on anything, or any clouds, or any break in the heat, they'd elected for no clouds, no rain. No weather at all, not even wind. Bode's new Padawan braid felt heavy tucked behind his ear. He was still getting used to it and the new short haircut. His new master had said he could cut his hair however he wanted, so long as it was short so the braid was obvious. He'd been very nervous about the short hair at first. He was used to it longer, around his ears, curling against the collar of his robe. What if he looked stupid? What if his friends laughed and said he looked silly with short hair? They'd been too busy being excited about the carved blue gemstone bead at the end of his braid his master had gifted him. Bode thought it was pretty cool, but it was heavy in a way he hadn't anticipated at first. So you remember the weight of your responsibility as a Jedi and as my Padawan, his master had told him when he'd brought it to his master. It had filled him with a warm sense of purpose. Of course, he wanted to make his master and his order proud. Sometimes, if Bode let himself think about it too much, he got so excited and emotional he made himself sick. He finally was a Padawan, had a master of his own. It took him longer to find a master than some of his friends. No reason, he wasn't ready. Becoming a Padawan was the best and most nerve-wracking part of his young life. It meant he was no longer a child. In the eyes of the Jedi, he might still be young, but to the eyes of the galaxy, he was an adult now. He was barely 15. How was he an adult? Even he knew that was stupid. Hence why thinking about it too much made his stomach hurt. It was so much responsibility, and he was so scared, but also so excited to start this part of his life. He toyed with the bead as he walked in the temple and out into one of the gardens. He wanted some time to just be alone with his thoughts and deal with his emotions. His master could be a bit overbearing, and Bode needed to get out from under them, if only for just a bit. It was especially stressful these last few days because he was leaving the temple. Leaving Coruscant. His master was taking him off-world for a mission of some sort. Beyond just the stress of packing, he was nervous. He'd been born on Coruscant, found here by a seeker, raised his entire life from his parents' home to the Jedi Temple, and he was leaving for the first time ever. He didn't even know when he'd be home. It could be days, it could be weeks, depending on the mission, it could even be years. Last night he'd woken up from a nightmare of being adrift in the vacuum of space without a spacesuit, too far from any world or any star. He was so fucking nervous. He's not supposed to know that word, but children always learn words they're not supposed to know. The adults try so hard to keep bad words away from the younglings, but you hear them eventually. He sat on a bench under one of the only plants in the garden, a perfectly manicured tree. Nearby was the sound of a fountain, but most of the garden was dominated by the sprawling rock garden, the sand it sat on raked into perfect clear lines around the rocks. He knew every day a Jedi came and redid all of the gardens and all of the raking. He knew because he'd seen them. But it happened in the morning when most people were still asleep. The tree provides some of the only shade in the garden too, important on a day like today when it was hot. Bode closed his eyes and just listened to the quiet, seeking that peaceful centre of himself. He just needed a few moments away from everyone and the worry about leaving. There was no wind as there was no weather, and the wind chimes were quiet. There was no rustling of the grass bushes or the stunted trees that lived in segregated plots of dirt around the garden. And yet, despite there being no wind, the tree above him rustled. None of the bushes moved. None of the other trees were moving either. Bode opened one eye in annoyance. What was that noise? Why was this the one place in the silent garden making so much noise? He looked up into the tree. It wasn't a massive tree like he'd seen in pictures. Its growth was stunted for being in this small amount of dirt, carefully pruned by the Jedi. The branches are allowed to grow only where permitted, and someone had made this tree have branches like a ladder, as if they knew that a youngling would be bored and want to climb the tree. He squinted up into the boughs, looking for the source of the noise. Was it an animal or something? He hoped it wasn't a rat. He didn't like rats. A pale face came into focus up in the tree. Green eyes peered down at him. A hand waved. Bode's eyes went wide and he awkwardly waved back. What the fuck? He's not supposed to know that word. A youngling? What did they do? He barely had time to finish the full thought when whoever was up there moved, slipped, and was crashing on their way down from the branches of the tree. It happened so fast, Bode could only make a noise that later he'd say sounded like, "Wait!" The pain of their foreheads colliding with a not insubstantial cracking noise made them both yell. It was an instant headache, and he wasn't sure he wasn't going to have brain damage from this. But he wasn't so brain damaged he didn't have the wherewithal to grab the youngling before he rolled off Bode and onto the ground, even as his other hand pressed to his forehead. By the Force! The youngling cried in Bode's lap, and if he didn't have a headache, that definitely would do it. Bode just wanted to come enjoy the garden one last time before he left. He didn't sign up for this, but he was the big brother in this case. He needed to sort this out. Squinting, he carefully put the child down on his own 2 feet in front of him. The youngling was a constant stream of tears, boogers, and also words. Mostly apologising.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slip. Don't be mad. I didn't want to hit you.
And an endless variety of. Well, he wasn't so hurt, despite his hand on his forehead, that he couldn't talk.
Yeah, okay, let me see, Bode said, and made the youngling move his hand so he could get a slightly better look at him.
There was an enormous bump on his head, right in the middle of his forehead like a unicorn horn. It was nearly as red as his hair. He whimpered when Bode touched it, so he didn't do that again. There was no blood on the youngling, at least. That was good. Bode wasn't old enough for this, and the youngling was way too young to be out here in the garden unsupervised. They looked barely 5 years old. What were they doing here? They should be in a creche. But that didn't negate the fact that Bode had a crying 5-year-old in front of him. One of his brothers. Yelling or freaking out wouldn't help at all. He was old enough to know that. So he got to be the bigger person here and comfort this foolish little boy who was someplace he absolutely should not be.
It's all right. I know it was an accident, he said, rubbing the child's back. Neither of us wanted to get our heads smacked today. It's going to be all right. I'm not mad.
He had every right to be, but that was a futile exercise.
You're not hurt too bad, and neither am I. So let's stop crying, huh? He asked the kid.
The boy sniffled and wiped his nose on his sleeve, nodding.
I'm Bode. What's your name?
I'm Cal, he sniffled,
all shock of red hair and sea glass green eyes.
What are you doing out here? Why aren't you with your creche?
Cal looked away, snubbing his shoe on the ground.
I wanted to go outside and look at the plant. You people don't have plants here, he cried.
As opposed to?
My home, my old home. There were plants there, and trees, and grass, and flowers. This planet is stupid. It doesn't have any of that, he said, getting worked up.
Bode found his childish anger amusing. He was pretty articulate for a 5-year-old.
You don't have any trees, so where do you get your wood, or shade, or oxygen? He said.
Articulate, but still has trouble with some words.
That's something the Senate worries about, Bode said, and winced as he stood up.
His head hurt so much. He needed to get them both to the medical ward to make sure neither of them had a concussion. He was pretty sure their heads were fine. Jedi tended to have thick skulls for their unyielding thoughts, but it'd be best to make sure.
That's what my creche teacher says too. They're a dum-dum, you know. They don't know anything, Cal said.
You don't say, Bode said, grabbing Cal's hand. Cal didn't argue with him.
I don't think they've ever seen a tree. Or grass.
I've never seen grass, Bode said.
What? You've never seen grass?
Cal asked, his green eyes huge as Bode led him back into the cool shade of the temple.
I was born and raised on Coruscant, Bode said. There's not really any grass around. And certainly none in the lower levels.
Grass is great.
And Cal told him all about grass, especially the giant grass that grew on his homeworld. Bode just listened as he walked them to the hospital.
Where are we going?
Cal asked after he'd exhausted his short burst of knowledge about grass.
The hospital, Bode said, and Cal dug his heels in.
Do we have to?
He asked Bode with the biggest, greenest eyes.
Yes, you fell on me and we both hit our heads.
Bode pointed to the giant bump on his head too.
I don't want to.
Cal tried to pull away, but Bode had a grip on his wrist. He was bigger and stronger. No way this youngling was getting away.
You need to go to the hospital, Bode said.
No, I don't want to. I don't like that place, Cal protested.
So you're going to make me go alone? Bode asked. I don't like the hospital either.
He was lying, of course, but Bode knew sometimes it was okay to lie to children. Cal looked up at him.
You don't either?
Nope.
Then why are we going?
Because I got hurt, and the people there will help me. They want to help you too.
Bode poked his own head bump and winced as it sent a sharp spike of pain through his skull.
Oh, that was fucking stupid. He wasn't supposed to know that word.
We'll go together, Cal said.
Good.
And Bo carried on towards the medical wing.
As they walked, Bode asked Cal if he knew anything about trees, and while Cal mostly knew about how much he loved climbing trees, he didn't know a lot about trees in general. But it got him talking and not worrying about the hospital. In the hospital, a nurse came and looked them both over. Bode just kept Cal talking, and he barely noticed the nurse poking him and checking his vitals. Cal seemed to realise Bode wasn't going to ask him to stop talking, so just moved on to talking about other things he was interested in. The latest little book he'd read, the show they'd watch in the creche. The nurse gave them both a clean bill of health and some medicine for their headache, but neither of them had a concussion, with orders to take it easy the rest of the day and stay out of the direct sunlight if they were experiencing light sensitivity. Bode found a small, empty meditation room and sat down. Cal sat for about 30 seconds before he got up and started walking around while talking. This kid could talk so much and was so excited someone would just gladly sit and listen to him. Bode could see how Cal could be very annoying, but Bode was a quiet person who gladly let others fill the room with idle chatter. He'd grown up in a big family before he'd been found by a seeker, and there had always been lots of talking in his old home. A far cry from the quiet life of the Jedi Temple, so it was nice to have something like that back. Bode was only half listening anyway. It was mostly just background noise that let Bode find the calm he was looking for earlier. Carl's excited chattering about the show the creche was watching helped to take his mind off his nervousness about leaving Coruscant, about being a Padawan. Sometime later, Bode's communicator beeped at him. It was time to go wash up for dinner with his master. "Cal?" he said, one of the few words he'd said since they arrived. "Huh?" Cal asked, stopping mid-sentence. "It's dinner time." He got up from the chair and held out his hand. "I need to take you back to your creche."
"Oh, already?" Cal asked.
"I'm afraid so," Bode said with a faint smile. Cal came over and grabbed Bode's hand. He squeezed it warmly before taking Cal back to the creche. One of the creche teachers was busy losing her mind as they walked up.
Excuse me?
He piped up to get her attention.
"Did you need something, Padawan?" "Cal!" she cried upon seeing him. She rushed over and hugged him. "Where have you been, young man?" she asked.
"I was with Bode."
Cal pointed at Bode, who was still standing there. She looked up at Bode, then got to her feet.
"Padawan, you were with Cal today?"
"Most of it," Bode said.
"Why didn't you bring him back sooner?"
She clearly had been nervous about a missing youngling for more than just recently.
"I liked having him around," Bode said, and ruffled Cal's mess of red hair.
"Hey, stop,"
Cal complained, and battered Bode's hand away. She softened slightly, but also looked relieved that someone had been responsible for Cal all day. If he talked so much and liked climbing trees, Bode could imagine he was a handful.
"But I have dinner with my master, so I brought him back," Bode said.
"Thank you, Padawan. Bode, was it?"
"Yes, ma'am," he nodded.
"Bode, can we hang out tomorrow too?" Cal asked, tugging on his sleeve.
Bode grimaced.
"Sorry, Cal, no," he said apologetically. "My master and I are leaving Coruscant for a while tomorrow. I don't know when I'll be home."
And Cal's eyes got so big and wet when he said that. Oh, geez, please say he wasn't about to start crying.
But when you come back, we can."
"Sure. I don't know when that will be, but sure."
Or if Bode would even remember.
"Good. When you're back home, we can play together again. Maybe I'll be a Jedi too,"
he cried in the way that children did where they didn't understand the passage of time. Bode smiled fondly at Cal.
"Sure, buddy," Bode ruffled his hair again. "I'll see you when you're a Jedi for sure."
The file of Cal Kestis reached an end in Bode's mind, but that soft memory he'd long forgotten was suddenly at the forefront. Cal was a common name in the galaxy, but he didn't expect to find it attached to the Cal he had known. There was no disputing those big green eyes, that red hair,
He could see the child's face in Cal's face. He was so young. By the Force, he'd been so young, even at the temple, and now... And now here he was, a Jedi. He'd never reconnected with Cal at the temple. He'd been away from Coruscant for years before returning a few years before the start of the Clone Wars. He just forgot, and of course a five-year-old didn't remember. And yet, just like Bode promised, the next time he saw Cal, he was a Jedi. A real Jedi, knighted in the field of battle. Bode made good plans, but there was a saying that even the best plans didn't survive first contact. He'd expected he would have more time. He didn't expect the plan to start to fall apart at his first meeting with Cal Kestis. But standing there, his mouth making casual talk with Cal about the plan against the Senator, Bode knew that whatever he had planned didn't matter. He already could feel the ground beneath his feet starting to crumble, his well-laid plans going to shit right before his eyes. How was he supposed to do this now? Fuck. The end. Author notes, if you like the fic, you should tell me about it. Even just loved it means a lot. And there's also links to the author's Tumblr and writing Tumblr. Reader notes, as mentioned at the start, this fic was written and read for Podtogether 2024. Podtogether is a fest where you work a bit more closely with the author, so the authors are writing knowing that it's going to be an audio work as well, which can be quite interesting. So go and check out all of the great fics that are coming out of that. It's always fantastic. As I'm recording this, I haven't heard any yet because it's before reveals, but I can tell you that there's going to be some fabulous ones because there always is. It's fantastic. You can find the link to the collection on the AO3 page where you downloaded this fic. And while you're there, why don't you leave some comments and kudos, particularly for the writer, because this is a wonderful fic that I'm really glad that I got to record. Particularly had fun doing little baby cow voice, because why not do a little baby cow voice? And attempting to work out how to do a teenage Bode voice. I'm not sure I quite got that one, but gave it a go, and that's all that you can ask for. So yes, thanks to Zaz for writing this. It's a wonderful work and I'm very glad that I got to record it. And thanks to the mods of Podtogether for putting on this fest so wonderfully, as they do every year. And thank you to you for listening to this. And thank you even more if you go and leave comments and kudos for the writer. Thanks for listening.